It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for September 15th, 2020. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, billionaire insurrectionists. I told you 6 weeks ago about a group calling itself the Transition Integrity Project, which is a clever name designed to give this group some respectability. It was a group that got together, mainly Democrats and never-Trump Republicans, who tabletop exercised different scenarios around the results of the November election. They concluded the only way to avoid widespread chaos is for Joe Biden to win a landslide election. This is actually a disinfo campaign, and that's sort of like an implied threat. If Trump wins the Electoral College but loses the popular vote, which under our system means if Trump wins the election, well, Trump supporters will take to the streets, and so we need to be prepared for this. Essentially, this is putting the information out, seeding it through its allies in the major media, and through House organs like the Washington Post to let other groups out there as part of this network that a post-election coup is possible involving hitting the streets to prevent evil Trump supporters from holding onto power through violence. To be quite honest, I watch and consume a lot of conservative media, and I don't see any hint of conservative organizations even talking about the possibility of getting out in the streets and trying to hang on to power through violence. I am seeing it from the left. Now, the other question, besides this Transition Integrity Project, which is sort of signaling to others on the left that this is a possibility unless Biden wins by a landslide. The question is, who is financing all of this activity? Who is funding all of these little grassroots organizations that are talking about such things? I mean, George Soros, of course, he is the man behind a number of groups connected directly to the Transition Integrity Project. Its co-founder, Rosa Brooks, works with a group called, Indivisible, which is mainly financed through a pass-through organization by George Soros' Open Society Foundation. Other Soros organizations, which you may be familiar with, include MoveOn.org, People for the American Way, 350 Action, and Women's March, all of which are connected to another group called Protect the Results, which is also connected to Rosa Brooks and thus to the Transition Integrity Project. But other billionaires writing checks for this potential post-election insurrection, Pierre Omidyar, the founder of eBay, net worth $17 billion. He's pouring tens of millions into organizations headed by never-Trump Republicans like Bill Kristol, former editor of the Weekly Standard, who took part in this tabletop exercise, went to Twitter to brag that he played Donald Trump. James and Catherine Murdoch, the son and daughter-in-law of Fox News founder Rupert Murdoch, spending their own personal fortune to try to counter the influence of Fox News. Tom Steyer, who is a billionaire Democrat, ran for president, was in the race for about 15 minutes, who actually, he's right now spending about $45 million to help elect Joe Biden by persuading young voters to use mail-in ballots. He's in California, his home state, which is on fire now, as you know. Very dangerous situation in California. But he actually told CNN in an interview last week that the solution to human-caused climate change is Joe Biden. These are the anti-Trump billionaires writing the checks for what could become a post-election insurrection. And of course, that doesn't take into account the influence of the pro-Democrat big tech corporations in Silicon Valley or, of course, the major media. Topic number 4, law and order or the lack thereof. Rioting in the small town of Lancaster, Pennsylvania Sunday night. Rioters throwing bricks through the windows of the police station there following the fatal shooting of 27-year-old Ricardo Munoz. Black Bloc Antifa and Black Lives Matter protesters taking to the streets, even though the body cam footage clearly shows the officer had a good reason to be in fear for his life. You see the red circle there around the knife in the hand of Mr. Munoz? Well, protesters apparently believe that police are supposed to let themselves be stabbed rather than resist, just to prove that they're not systemically racist. Well, the consequences of this is just a wave of resignations and retirements in police departments across the country, and a number of them are high profile. In Dallas now, Renee Hall, the police chief there, has submitted her resignation. She'll serve out the rest of this year and then move on. She follows in the footsteps of Seattle's Carmen Best, who, by the way, also a woman of color. Jamie Resch in Portland, LaRon Singletary in Rochester, New York, Steve Anderson in Nashville, Erica Shields in Atlanta, all retiring and resigning so far this year. Across America, since the end of May, 14 police chiefs have retired or resigned because of the lack of support they're getting from their city councils. Meanwhile, in a display of solidarity with the protesters, the National Football League virtue signaled itself into near oblivion its opening weekend. Featured a significant amount of social justice messaging and Black Lives Matter propaganda approved and promoted by National Football League. Former quarterback and activist Colin Kaepernick, not impressed. He just blasted the statements, messaging as insufficient propaganda. And he's right. It is, in fact, propaganda, which is probably why ratings for last Thursday's opening game of the season between Kansas City and Houston saw its ratings off about 15% from last season's opening game. Sunday Night Football, featuring two high-profile teams, the Rams and Cowboys, down nearly 30% from last year's first Sunday Night Football game. See, American football fans, sports fans, we watch these games to get away from the stuff that's in the news. We're not really very patient with being lectured to by a bunch of millionaires being paid to play a game, especially when we're smart enough to recognize this as Colin Kaepernick said, hypocritical. And frankly, it's insulting. And from the standpoint of the players and the owners, it's actually stupid. I mean, when you look at the Black Lives Matter website and see what it is they actually believe, I mean, they want to do away with a capitalist system because they believe you cannot achieve racial justice under a capitalist system, which means doing away with the system that pays these guys millions of dollars a year to play a game. Doing away with the system that made them millionaires, that made the owners multi-millionaires. It's like, was it Lenin said the capitalists will sell us the rope with which we will hang them? That's what they're doing. But it appears that American sports fans aren't having any of it. Well, topic number three, moving on. The Harris administration, a little slip of the tongue. I think this was supposed to be subtext. Senator Kamala Harris at a virtual campaign event described her plans for America under a Harris administration with President Joe Biden. Oops. Kind of confirms what a lot of us believes, that Joe Biden is just a Trojan horse to bring the radical wing of the Democratic Party into the White House, represented by Senator Kamala Harris, who, interestingly enough, was rejected by Democrat voters. When she dropped out of the primaries, she was polling at less than 3%. So you see why President Trump is saying he's running against the worst presidential candidate in history. Topic number two, this is English. University of Chicago's English department has announced that for 2021, its graduate programs will only be open to applicants who plan to study Black studies this year. Here is the screenshot. You can see the paragraph in question right there. For the 2020-2021 graduate admissions cycle, the University of Chicago English Department is accepting only applicants interested in working in and with Black studies. Now, there's nothing wrong with Black studies in and of themselves, and that's fine. We're not saying that you shouldn't study Black history, Black literature, Black art, etc. But this is just one, the latest example of how in 21st century America, we have reached a point where liberals are now openly turning their backs on the dream of Dr. Martin Luther King, who dreamed of a day when we would judge one another by the content of our character rather than the color of our skin. Because now liberals are telling us that unless you judge by the color of skin, you're a racist. We are about at the point where segregation is going to be openly welcomed by liberals. And if you argue against it, you're racist. It's because they don't actually want to solve the problem. The principalities and powers behind this movement want to keep us at each other's throats. Coming up, more billionaires pushing socialism. That's next on 5 and 10.
The world is on an end times collision course and time is short. But the chronology of the future is finally unveiled in the Antichrist Final Solution Special Collection. In this incredible offer, you'll receive the new book by best-selling authors Terry James and Dr. Thomas Horn, Antichrist and the Final Solution, the step-by-step roadmap to the chronological events unfolding now through to the return of Jesus Christ, including the imminent arrival of Antichrist and a totalitarian one-world government. You'll discover the truth about what's fomenting chaos in the streets, the arrival of the false prophet, the coming third temple, the battle of Armageddon, and your own destiny. You'll also receive the new book by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Collision Course, that details how America is approaching a moral tipping point which demands we change course and fight to reclaim our moral compass before it's too late. Plus, back in print for the first time in decades, Dispensations, the complete Clarence Larkin collection. This beautifully bound, oversized collectible book includes Clarence's legendary works on dispensational truth, rightly dividing the word, and the Book of Daniel. We're also including the data disc of Clarence Larkin's nearly 200 hand-drawn charts and images that reveal the Bible's prophetic timeline from the beginning to present day and to the end. But that's not all. We're also including the brand new Skywatch TV Classics Volumes 1 and 2. This two-disc collection is valued at $150 all by itself and includes the best of the most popular audio series in the history of our ministry. Now, for the first time ever, you can re-experience entire audio series like Something Transhuman This Way Comes, The Coming Replacement Humans, As It Was in the Days of Noah, Conspiracy Theory Special Edition, The Coming Zombie Apocalypse, and Psychotronic Warfare, all on two digitally remastered volumes. Also, back by popular demand, you'll receive the Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on DataDisc, featuring 70 of the most information-packed, best-selling books in Defender history. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on EPUB, PDF, Kindle, and other handheld electronic devices, valued at over $700 all by itself. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $940. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. The times we live in today and the future we're headed for explained. The urgently needed Antichrist Final Solution Special Collection is available now at skywatchtvstore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, you cannot make this up. A women's clothing company called Lululemon, you may not be familiar with Lululemon, which would probably be a good thing. They specialize in selling yoga clothing to women. And if you're a Christian, you really shouldn't be doing yoga because it's a Hindu spiritual practice. But I digress. Anyway, they are promoting a new campaign, a workshop scheduled for later this week to decolonize gender and resist capitalism. Now, decolonizing gender, apparently based on the idea that when Europeans went to nations of color, Africa, we basically imposed our ideas about gender on them. But also to Lululemon ambassador Rebbe Kern, who goes by they and them instead of she and hers, her workshop intends to show how gender constructs across the world of informed culture and the ways violent colonialism have erased these histories to enforce consumerism, et cetera, et cetera. Because, you know, resist capitalism. All right, she's a brand ambassador for a company that has a $1 billion market cap. The value of the company, more than $1 billion. And specializes in selling yoga pants for like $138 a pair. So, as with my previous comments about the NFL, resisting a system that has made this company a $1 billion corporation. Somebody in marketing didn't quite think this through. This image, which was posted to the Lululemon official Instagram account, has since been deleted. Just a reminder that the Stand 2020 virtual conference from Skywatch TV is still available through the end of November. You can access 48 presentations, 36 hours of content, including some mind-blowing stuff from Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pat Boone, and more. Don't miss this opportunity to take advantage of this stuff. Yeah, it's like I said, available through the end of November. You got a long weekend there with Thanksgiving week in there. Find out more and sign up at DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. Now, some other virtual conferences to tell you about. The Nephilim Again virtual conference kicks off this Friday night, September 18th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. It will stream to the web. L.A. Marzulli kicks it off on Friday night. My presentation will stream at 1 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday, but it runs Friday night and through the day on Saturday, concludes with a live Q&A session with L.A. Marzulli and Russ Dizdar. My colleague from Skywatch TV, Drew Graffia, has two presentations slotted into this conference. Gary Stearman of Prophecy Watchers, Chief Joseph Riverwinds, also presenting this weekend. And when you sign up, you'll get a full set, a DVD set of all the presentations sent to you after the conference. You can find out more and sign up online at NephilimAgain.com. That's NephilimAgain.com. The Igniting the Fire virtual conference from Hear the Watchman is the weekend after, September 25th through 27th. Strong Skywatch TV presence there. Me, Josh Peck, Drew Graffia, other young voices like Gons Shimura, Jamie Walden of OmegaDynamics.org, Pastor Billy Crone, and Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Mike Spaulding, Chris Taylor of Don't Let Them Burn. I'm really looking forward to seeing what he has to say. David Paxton and more. You can find out more online at hearthewatchmen.com, hearthewatchmen.com. Then in October, Steve Quayle presents the Final Warning virtual conference. Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Dave Hodges, and more. You find out more about that conference online at Gen6.com, Gen6.com, and we just got word this week that the Prophecy Watchers has retooled the conference it had scheduled for late October in Colorado Springs. Obviously, social distancing making that impossible. Their new conference is going virtual. It's called the Last Trump Virtual Conference. We'll tell you more about that in the days ahead because Sharon and I, Tom Horn, presenting at that as well. So, again, just keep an eye out for that. This week on Skywatch TV, we continue our discussion with Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis about his new book, Collision Course, and how the destruction or the dismantling of the family unit is a key front in this ongoing spiritual war to tear apart Western civilization, and specifically the United States of America. You'll find our broadcast schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels, where you can find us on the air around the country. But of course, we'll broadcast whenever is convenient for you if you've got the Skywatch TV channel on Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire TV, or if you download the Skywatch TV mobile app. It is free and brings all of our video and audio content, our podcast, directly to your smartphone or tablet, iOS and Android devices, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. The app is free for all of those, and we have links to the app stores for you at skywatchtv.com. Our website, where you find my stuff posted, is at gilberthouse.org. That features the weekly Bible study that Sharon and I produce right now in the book of Exodus, as Moses and the Israelites have just arrived at Mount Sinai. So join us every Sunday, upload a new episode. You'll find that at gilberthouse.org. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.